Have you been to the plowing championships before?
I have. I was here last year. It was in a different location, but it's basically the same sort of an exhibition, about 300,000 exhibitors, farmers, people involved in the industry will be here. This is a very, very big event in Ireland.
And big business.
Absolutely, for companies from all over the world, and apparently for a company from St. Louis. How did I work that in? That was interesting.
And this is obviously, we see the Yield Lab is coming to Galway. Talk a little bit about what that means for both Ireland and for St. Louis.
Well, Ireland is really on fire economically. This is a country that really sees, it's a small, energetic, nimble country that understands entrepreneurism and has a huge and vibrant startup community. So having something like the Yield Lab in the west coast of Ireland in Galway is a very good thing for both Ireland and St. Louis and the United States. It's a really a good match. So we're excited that the Yield Lab is here. We're excited that Ireland is taking to the concept, and we're hopeful that the Yield Lab and the other St. Louis businesses that have been in Ireland since I came as ambassador find some connection here and are able to move forward in a really a great time to do so.
Well, you've been instrumental in some of those connections. You've had delegations over and...
Well, I really can't take credit for it. I've been pushing because I love my hometown. I'll be returning to St. Louis the day after this nice job ends. And I want to see the best for my hometown. But the connection between St. Louis and Ireland has always been strong, and particularly St. Louis and Galway, because of the sister city relationship that's been going on for decades. So hopefully we've revived some things, and hopefully we'll have a bright, connective future between two locales, Ireland and St. Louis, which are very, very similar.
Talk a little bit about your ambassadorship and what it's meant to you and what you've enjoyed.
Well, the being the U.S. ambassador to Ireland has really been a thrill. The connections between the United States and Ireland are strong. My own grandparents were immigrants from Westport in County Mayo, a little bit north of Galway that we were speaking about a second ago. They came with seven children. And the Prime Minister of Ireland has given me the original manifest from the ship that they were on. And they had list their names and the children's names and their possessions. They had the equivalent of $20 when they arrived in the U.S. They went to Chicago, proceeded to have eight more children there. My father was the firstborn in the U.S. And I get to come back now as the ambassador of the country that gave them refuge. So it's a personal thrill for me to be President Obama's representative here. The Irish people are very, very pro-American. You'll often hear the Irish speaking of the U.S. as the next parish over. That's the way they view. That's the way they view us. 40 million Americans claim Irish ancestry of some degree or another. The two countries have so much in common from shared DNA, our history. Many of the people that signed our Declaration of Independence were from Ireland. The soldiers in the Revolutionary Army were from Ireland. And we've had this great relationship for all these years. And now we can top that with the economic connections, which didn't exist 15 years ago, but what that do exist now. 700 American companies are resident in Ireland at this very moment, and they're doing very, very well here because this is an English-speaking country in the EU, which uses the euro. If Brexit goes through, it will be the only English-speaking country in the EU. There's a low corporate tax rate with a transparent tax system, and more important than all of those ingredients, all of which are true, the most important ingredient is we just get one another. We understand the Irish. The Irish understand us. And one of the reasons why the Yield Lab and all those people that will follow from the Yield Lab will do well in Ireland is because we simply understand one another and we want it to work.